الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
When this secret of our victory prevails everywhere, then victory will be gained. Our beloved nation of Palestine should have unity of expression and reliance upon the exalted and blessed God, heed the clergy, attain spirituality and turn their attention to the exalted and blessed Allah to make all the oppressed nations victorious. Those who have no faith in Allah in their calculations, it was unthinkable that a nation that had nothing could overcome the powers that had everything at their disposal. It was unthinkable that the hands of foreigners who were armed to the teeth with every kind of weapon could be cut off from their resources.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the month of Ramadan. In one of his speeches, he mentions that we must undergo an inner revolution. We must change if our souls have so far been dominated by the Satan or Taghut. In this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini is referring to a change in the society, and that change comes if oneself changes himself. If the soul have a revolution inside and it does not perform any kind of bad deeds and it performs good deeds and it is God-weary, then obviously we can have a revolution from inside. And that is inner revolution, which Imam Khomeini is referring to. And this is very important, that if we have an inner revolution, it means that we are saying no to the evil or the Satan. We are saying no to the Taghut. Taghut is something that is evil, and we do not accept any act of that Taghut, that entity. Therefore, if we want to say no to Taghut, if we want to say no to Satan or evil, then obviously we need to have an inner change.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
Now, for the inner change, in chapter Ali Imran, in verse number 89, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Because before this verse is talking about the people who perform sin. After that, he says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ, except those تَابُوا, who repented, مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. After that, they have performed sins or maybe the mistakes. وَأَصْلَحُوا, and they reformed. They had this inner revolution. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So therefore, Allah is the most forgiving and the merciful. Therefore, even in the Quran, it is said that we need to have an inner revolution. And this inner revolution is saying no to any kind of taghut, to any kind of evil, to any bad deed, to satanic deeds. So we need to reform ourselves. And this is the time, the month of Ramadan is the time when, according to some ahadith, some narrations, the Satan is being captured and he's not free to whisper in the ears of the mankind so that he can misguide people. Therefore, we need to reform ourselves. We need to have this inner change, this inner revolution, in order to say no to any kind of evil action and to be the people which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. And in order to reach to perfection, we must have this inner revolution, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.